I like dorky.
Good answer. Bienvenue, shalom, and aloha.
The girl grinned and turned to tape up the sign. Kate eyed the room. 3 beds, 3 desks, 3 dressers, and an assortment of suitcases crowded the space, leaving only a narrow strip of worn carpet uncovered. Nothing like home. But maybe that was a good thing.
By the way, I'm Julia. Are you Caitlin or Monique?
Before Kate could answer, she felt a hand on her elbow. Her mom had caught up.
I thought there had to be a fire with how fast you were going, Eileen said.
She smiled at Julia.
Well, aren't you a peach? Julia, did you say? I'm Eileen, and this,
Eileen squeezed Kate's shoulders,
is my baby, Caitlin Owens. Isn't she beautiful? Just like you. The pair of you will drive the boys crazy.
It was too late to wish her mom had waited in the car.
My mom still calls me her baby, too, Julia said,
subtly winking at Kate. She turned to Eileen.
That's a lovely necklace.
Oh, aren't you sweet? Eileen cooed.
Kate doubted Julia truly liked her mom's ostentatious diamonds, but the swift compliment had instantly won Eileen over. Julia was sharply dressed in a short black skirt and patterned maroon knit top, her black hair up in a haphazard bun, with loose strands framing her face. She pulled off the look of city fashionista while still seeming comfortably relaxed. Definitely cool. Kate glanced down at her own outfit. The sundress and sandals belonged at a barbecue in Sand Bluff, not chic San Francisco. On top of that, she knew she should have styled her hair, or at least left it down. She'd been too nervous that morning to do anything but pull it back in a ponytail. With her blonde hair and baby face, she probably looked young enough to order a kid's meal. But even if she looked cool, she'd be the same mess on the inside. Eileen pushed past them to walk around the room. She opened the door to the bathroom and then poked her head inside for a closer look. The upside of sharing with 2 roommates instead of 1 was that this suite had a private bathroom. Judging from Eileen's frown, however, the bathroom wasn't much of a positive. She turned back to survey the bedroom again, her disapproval obvious as she took in the scratched desks and the mismatched dressers that clearly had weathered years of spilt drinks and hard use.
Well, I guess this is what you get if you leave Texas, Eileen sniffed. You'll be living on top of each other.
I think it's perfect.
Kate pulled her suitcase into the room, officially determined to make the best of it. She'd had to share a room at the treatment center, too. That suite was posh compared to this, but at least she was used to roommates.
I found a man just fine without bothering about college.
Eileen squinted at the smudged window between the 2 beds.
But Caitlin wants a city slicker, I guess.
I'm definitely not here to find a husband, Kate interrupted. And it's just Kate, not Caitlin.
Well, it wouldn't be the worst thing that happened, Eileen returned.
Kate suits you, Julia smiled. And I'm not looking for a husband either. As weird as it sounds, I decided to go to college to learn something. Kate grinned.
What were you thinking?
Right?
Kate felt her hopes rise as Julia laughed. They were going to be friends. She was certain of it.
Hey, roomies.
Kate spun around at the rich alto voice. A tall, lanky black girl with a short haircut and a disarming smile gave her a once over. She managed,
Hi,
before she felt the heat rise up her neck and settle on her cheeks. Her pale complexion could never conceal a blush, but at the moment she wanted to pull a bag over her head.
You must be Monique, Julia said, stepping forward. I'm Julia.
Everyone calls me Mo.
She clasped Julia's hand, her smile widening. As Mo chatted with Julia about city traffic, Kate reminded herself to breathe. For once, she wanted to be cool. She tried to concentrate on the conversation, laughing when Julia did, but found herself taking in Mo more than listening. Blue gym shorts hung low on her hips, exposing the waistband of a pair of boxers. White socks were pulled up past her calves, and a white sports bra peeked out from under the edges of an oversized yellow tank top. Her skin was a smooth dark brown, and her black hair was clipped short against her head. She was beautiful.